Hi, this is Dan with paulsandangel.com. Thanks for listening today. I hope you listened to yesterday's program in Romans 6, verses 1 through 7. And we did get a little flack. People are questioning whether we're saying that we have license to sin. Now, if you listen to the program, we never recommended anyone go out and commit sin to test grace. But when people do accuse me of that, I realize that I'm probably on the right track. Because when you present the grace of God freely, these questions come up, just like they did here in Romans. But we must lay the foundation before we build the house. The fact is that we are dead to sin apart from our practice. This is exactly what Paul is teaching us here in Romans 6. Now remember, all these years of the horrible teaching of eternal conscious torment in Christendom has not in one ounce helped man to stop sinning. As a matter of fact, it's made him worse. It's made him worse religiously and in their fleshly desires. Eternal conscious torment has not made anyone a better person. And remember, the law didn't either. The law of Moses. And in Romans 6, we're seeing that grace is the greatest liberator. It reigns as king. You cannot out-sin grace. So why even try out-sinning grace? You see what I'm saying? People say that that grace brings license. Well, you can't out-sin grace, so why bother? Knowing you can't out-sin grace makes you not even want to try it. I don't want to try it. Now, do I fail? Now, I'm going to say this right now. Here's a hint. Shh, be quiet. Dan Sheridan commits sins.
Oh,
yep,
you
I do.
Wicked,
I do
monkey.
It. Do I like it? Sometimes I do, actually. Yep, sometimes sin is pleasurable, and sometimes I do things and I regret them. But I know most of all that I don't want to sin. If you were to ask me right now if I can press a button, like an easy button.
That was easy.
If I can press an easy button that would make me always think right, do right, act right, speak right, I would do it. But I don't have an easy button. I'm in this mortal body. And in Romans 6, Paul is teaching us what to do in these mortal bodies. How do we stop sinning? Well, the answer is we can't. So Paul tells us in Romans 6 the foundational truths that will put us on the right track. You and I will never stop sinning until we get our resurrection body. I'll repeat that again. You and I will never stop sinning until we get our resurrection body. The issue is how we deal with it. How we deal with the sins that we commit because of our mortality. And Romans 6 is telling us what to do with that, our position. We were entombed together with him. We're planted together with him. We are crucified together with him. God does not improve the old humanity. He crucified it. And so this is where we are in Romans 6. Now in verse 8 we read this, "Now if we die together with Christ, and we did, according to verses 4 through 7, we believe that we shall be living together with him also." And we're going to see in verse 11 what it means to be living together with him. Now remember, Paul in Romans 6 is not talking about the resurrection yet. It's talking about our present walk here on earth. What do we do? How do believers, members of the body of Christ, live and think while they're in this body awaiting seeing their Lord? And this is the point here. "We shall be living together with him also, having perceived that Christ, being roused from among the dead, is no longer dying. Death is lording it over him no longer." Now notice this. Death was one time Lord over Jesus Christ. Think of this. When was death Lord over him? It was Lord over him when he was entombed. Christ actually died. Some say he didn't die, that he was actually alive during those 3 days, but he was dead. Death had lord over him. This shows you the immensity of death and what Christ has gone through on our behalf. It says here, "Death is lording it over him no longer, and it did once, for in that he died to sin once for all time." I love that. It has no more claim on him. Death can no longer touch him. Isn't that wonderful? And if death can no longer touch the Lord Jesus, that means sin can't either. Remember, we saw that in Romans 5, verse 12, that as one man sin entered into the world, and through sin death, and thus death passed through into all mankind. So sin and death are related. And when Christ rose from the dead, he put it all away, sin and death. And so He died to sin once for all time. Remember, the evangel of the grace of God is that Christ died for our sins, 1 Corinthians 15. And when somebody believes that he died for our sins, he was entombed and roused again the third day, he's justified. But here it says he died to sin. This is another aspect of truth. Remember, I don't know if I told you this, but Romans 5 and 6 is still uncharted territory. People rejoice in justification by faith. But most people have not advanced further to see the truths of Romans 6. And here it says, he died to sin once for all time, to sin itself. Not just our acts, the things that we do, but the thing that produces those acts. He died to sin once for all time, yet in that he is living to God. So Christ had one time death lorded over Christ. Now that he's living and risen, he's living to God. Death and sin have no more claim. Now, notice what Paul does with this. Thus you also. Thus you also. Thus you. You listening to me right now. Thus you also be reckoning. That means you count something as true. Count it as a fact. Reckoning yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, yet living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's it. We died together with Christ. Now we believe that we shall be living together with him also, verse 8 and 9. How do we live with him? By reckoning ourselves dead indeed to sin. Now you say, Dan, but I still sin. Regardless, forget it. Who cares? Forget about it. Don't slave for it anymore. Stop thinking about your failures. Reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin. Stop right now. Say, you know what? Repeat after me. I am dead indeed to sin. Say it. Now, some of you are afraid to do it. Say it. I am dead indeed to sin. Say it again. I am dead indeed to sin. Say it. Reckon it is true. Regardless of how you feel, you may be smoking a cigarette, you may be looking at things you shouldn't look at, or you may have yelled at your wife, you may have cheated on your taxes, you may have religious sins right now, but say this. Reckon this as a truth. Say this, I am dead indeed to sin, yet living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you in Christ Jesus? Then you are living to God. You are right now walking around in newness of life. That is your identity. Now, the more you dwell on this, the more you reckon this, you are not going to want to try to out-sin grace. It's how you deal with it. It's how you deal with it. You are going to love God more because you're going to see that you are in Christ and nothing that you do will ever undo that. We'll continue on this subject again tomorrow. Now, if you have any questions, feel free to call me, 847-312-4676. Go to the website. You can email me or call me. I may not always get back to your emails right away, but I will try, but call me is the best way, and we can chat and brag about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com. You guys have a great day. Reckon what we just said. Repeat Romans 6:11 50 times a day. Can you say it? Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, yet living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord, no matter what you do. Have a great day.